The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you the Golden State Guide Dog Users Lounge will be meeting February 3rd. Novel Ideas Book Group will be meeting February 19th. Mystery Books meets February 28th. The AFB is celebrating their centennial with a playlist on Spotify. AFB is also posts an article from 2018 Access World on ABLE accounts and taxes. Applications are being received for 2021 Leadership Fellows by the ACB, and they are also calling for applicants and nominees for the DKM First Timers for 2021. A Minnesota lab on low vision research needs blind and visually impaired folks for a study on visual acuity. The British Braillists Foundation is hosting webinars on Tuesdays on Zoom. And the Mac Cafe is also hosting meetings on first and third Mondays for Mac users who may be new to the technology or have tips for others. Let's get started. Golden State Guide Dog Users Incorporated welcomes you to our lounge to be held on Wednesday, February 3rd, 2021 at 7 p.m. Pacific Time using the Zoom platform. Guide Dog Handlers Lounge, sponsored by Golden State Guide Dog Handlers Incorporated. Wednesday, February 3rd, 2021, 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time via the Zoom platform. Special note, we are limiting the number of participants to 10 in order to have an intimate, safe conference where you can feel free to express yourselves. Please RSVP immediately to reserve a space. Write to boacosta818@gmail.com. That's Bob Acosta. Zoom protocols. This program is not recorded and everything we say is confidential. Password AWZ. Please mute when not speaking as ambient noise can interfere with our program. On the computer, to mute, use Alt-A to toggle. On a landline phone, mute toggle is star 6. On the phone, the mute can be found on the lower left side of the screen. Raising and lowering of hands. In order to avoid crosstalk, we shall ask participants to seek recognition by raising their hands. Zoom has a button for that, but you might have to look for it. We shall lower your hands after you have spoken. On the computer, raise your hand by using Alt-Y. On your landline phone, star 9. On the iPhone, find More and Enter and locate the Raising of Your Hand button and double tap. In order to give every attendee the opportunity to speak, each participant will be given 2 minutes to express his or her point of view. The lounge discussion will be chaired by Susan Glass. Time meets Wednesday, February 3rd, 2021 from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Golden State Guide Dog Handlers, I don't know why I can't say that, invites you to participate in our Guide Dog Handlers Lounge Zoom call to be held on Wednesday, February 3rd from 7 to 8. I said that 3 times already. All guide dog handlers from throughout the country are welcome. Think of the lounge call as an informal gathering in a virtual living room complete with virtual drinks and snacks. Callers come and go, drift in and out. Unlike our guide dog program calls, there's no set topic for a lounge. We have inserted one just to get things started. Icebreaker. Holiday horrors. Did your dog eat the wrong foods? Were we on the Christmas tree? In other words, what mischievous capers did your guide dog perform during this or any other holiday season? Our topics are controlled by the group as we talk about our wonderful dogs. The purpose of the lounge is to let us get to know one another and discuss anything concerning guide dogs. Health issues, dog diets, handling challenges, fun excursions, amusing anecdotes, anything that's on our minds. These calls will not be recorded, and the one caveat is that whatever is said on the call stays on the call. The lounge is intended as a safe space where participants can speak freely. If you are interested in participating, please email Bob Acosta by January 31, 2021, so that we will have a general idea of how many folks to expect. We look forward to chatting with you on February 3rd, 2021. Warm regards, Robert Acosta, Chair, Membership Committee, Susan Class, Vice Chair. Here's the Zoom invitation. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/j/83993581 3. iPhone telephone numbers in the U.S. 646-876-9923 or 408-638-0986. Use the meeting ID 839-935-813. International numbers are available at https://zoom.us/u/CNN Capital U J Capital Z 1 OH. Signed, Robert Acosta, President, Helping Hands for the Blind. Phone 818-998-0044. Email website, www.helpinghandsfortheblind.net. Novel Ideas will be discussing The Book of Two Ways by Jody Picot, DB100856. Here is the synopsis from Bookshare. From the number one New York Times bestselling author of Small Great Things and A Spark of Light comes a riveting novel about the choices that alter the course of our lives. Everything changes in a single moment for Dawn Edelstein. She's on a plane when the flight attendant makes an announcement, prepare for a crash landing. She braces herself as thoughts flash through her mind. The shocking thing is, the thoughts are not of her husband, but of a man she last saw 15 years ago, Wyatt Armstrong. Dawn miraculously survives the crash, but so do all the doubts that have suddenly been raised. She has led a good life. Back in Boston, there's her husband Brian, their beloved daughter, and her work as a death doula, in which she helps ease the transition between life and death for her clients. But somewhere in Egypt is Wyatt Armstrong, who works as an archaeologist unearthing ancient burial sites, a career Dawn once studied for but was forced to abandon when life suddenly intervened. And now, when it seems that fate is offering her a second chance, she is not as sure of the choice she once made. After the crash landing, the airline ensures that the survivors are seen by a doctor, then offers transportation to wherever they want to go. The obvious destination is to fly home, but she could take another path. Return to the archaeological site she left years before, reconnect with Wyatt and their unresolved history, and maybe even complete her research on the Book of Two Ways, the first known map of the afterlife. As the story unfolds, Dawn's two possible futures unspool side by side, as do the secrets and doubts long buried with them. Dawn must confront the questions she's never truly asked. What does a life well lived look like? When we leave this earth, what do we leave behind? Do we make choices, or do our choices make us? And who would you be if you hadn't turned out to be the person you are right now? Join us in this Zoom meeting to discuss this great book. Hosted by Randy Shelton, email rshelton820@gmail.com. Co-host Ruth Ann Acosta, email ruth1244@gmail.com. Date, Friday, February 19, 2021. Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and elsewhere in the world, Saturday, 0100 Greenwich Mean Time. We hope you'll join us to discuss this great book. About 10 minutes before the program, dial the Zoom numbers or execute the Zoom meeting link found on your Zoom invitation. Topic, Novel Ideas, meets third Friday of every month at 8 p.m. Eastern. Join Zoom meeting at https://us02web.zoom.us/j/5841491462. Query, PWD equals B, capital E, T, capital Y, Z, capital B, capital P, E, M, T, 6, B, 3, capital Z, O, capital M, 004, small a, capital V, D, capital G, capital Y, 0, capital R, 0, capital Q, capital T, 0, 9. Meeting ID 58414916 2. Passcode AWZ. One tap mobile numbers 929-205-60991 in the U.S. 301-715-85921 in Germantown. Dial by your location phone numbers in New York, Germantown, Chicago, San Jose, Tacoma, Houston. Use the meeting ID 584-149-162. Find your local number at https://us02web.zoom.com. KDXK Z6DOR W. To access the podcast stream for past Novel Ideas programs, use this link, https://accessibleworld.org/feed/podcast/novel. The Accessible World, a division of Helping Hands for the Blind, a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, seeks to educate the general public, the disabled community, and the professionals who serve them by providing highly relevant information about new products, services, and training opportunities designed specifically to eliminate geographic and access barriers that adversely affect them. Signed, Randy Shelton. On Sunday, February 28, 2021, at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Mysteries Discussion Group will be discussing A Door in the River by Inger Ash Wolf. You can find it on Bard by looking for DB93626. You can find it on Bookshare by accessing the link below, https://www.bookshare.org/browse/book/336-4730. All are welcome. Please use the information below to log into the meeting. We hope to see all of you then. Date, Sunday, February 28, 2021. Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, 2 p.m. Pacific, and elsewhere in the world, Sunday, 2200 hours Greenwich Mean Time. All times are standard. About 10 minutes before the program, dial the Zoom numbers found on your Zoom invitation. Please note that Accessible World is now using passwords. If you are dialing in from a landline, you will not be asked for it. If using a smartphone, be sure to download the Zoom app so that it will. All you need to do is tap the button to activate the link to the webinar. If you should be asked for a password, it is AWZ. Ann Parsons' facilitator is inviting you to a scheduled Zoom meeting. Topic, Mystery Book Discussion Group. Time, this is a recurring meeting, which meets the fourth Sunday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Join Zoom meeting at https://us02web.zoom.us/j/7104346 Query, PWD=SKRW(U3U5S1F)RA(T)NY(M1HQ0Z09). Meeting ID 7104346 24. One tap mobile numbers 929-205-6099 or 301-715-8592 in New York and Germantown. Dial numbers by your location in New York, Germantown, Chicago, San Jose, Tacoma, or Houston. Meeting ID 710-434-624. Find your local number at https://us02web.zoom.us/u/KQE(H)O(P)I(W)F. Those wishing to subscribe to past Mystery Book Discussion Group program archives can do so using their mobile device and podcast app of choice, or having their computers and podcatcher program of choice. The link with which to subscribe is https://accessibleworld.org/feed/podcast/mystery. Contacts for accessibleworld.org and radioutofthepast.org. Robert Acosta, Chair Emeritus, www.accessibleworld.org and www.radioutofthepast.org. Phone 818-998-0044. Email boacosta818@gmail.com. Website www.helpinghands4theblind.net. Larry Gassman, Accessible World Co-Chair, accessibleworld.org. Phone 714-449-1958. Email larry2rsgassman2s@roadrunner.com. Alan Lemley, Co-Chair, accessibleworld.org. Phone him at 601-919-6907. Email waolemly@gmail.com. The Accessible World, a division of Helping Hands for the Blind, a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, seeks to educate the general public, the disabled community, and the professionals who serve them by providing highly relevant information about new products, services, and training opportunities designed specifically to eliminate geographic and access barriers that adversely affect them. Signed, Robert Acosta, President, Helping Hands for the Blind. AFB's Access World published the following article in December of 2018, but with tax season coming up, it's worth it to review. How ABLE accounts can benefit eligible people with visual impairments. While programs such as Medicaid and SSI enabled millions of people with disabilities to live independently, such programs have traditionally prevented recipients from establishing savings accounts. Any amount over $2,000 in excess cash could mean the end of SSI or Medicaid benefits. When Achieving Better Life Experience, ABLE Act, was passed in 2014, people with disabilities could for the first time build savings without jeopardizing other benefits. Account holders can contribute up to $15,000 per year to an ABLE account, pay no taxes on the money, lose no benefits, and best of all, use the money whenever needed for purposes identified as related to disability. There is no penalty for withdrawing money from an ABLE account to be spent on housing, food, medical expenses, transportation, technology, or any other need associated with the account holder's disability. A growing number of states, 39 of 50 as of 2018, with California scheduled to launch as the 40th state that December 11th, have established ABLE account programs. Many states allow qualified residents from anywhere in the United States to participate. Ohio and Virginia, for example, invite participants from any state, while Florida's program is open to residents of that state only. If your own state has not yet established an ABLE account program, in other words, and you meet the qualification guidelines, you can establish an account in any state that welcomes outside participation. ABLE account eligibility. Anyone who was born with a disability or acquired a disability before the age of 26 is eligible to establish an ABLE account. Your ABLE account will not impact your SSI, SSDI, Medicaid, or other benefits. While it is not necessary to be receiving such benefits as SSI or SSDI to establish an ABLE account, being a recipient of such benefits provides automatic qualification for enrollment. If your onset of disability occurred before age 26 and you are not already receiving SSI, SSDI, or Medicaid, a physician's letter certifying disability will suffice for proof of eligibility. While enrollment in the ABLE program can be done for a beneficiary of any age, disability onset must have occurred prior to age 26. Contributions to an ABLE account can be made by anyone, but total annual contributions may not exceed $15,000. Parents of a person with a disability, for example, can open an account for their child and invite friends and family to contribute to the account on birthdays or graduations. Qualified individuals of any age can open an ABLE account for themselves and be the sole contributors. If an account reaches $100,000 and the beneficiary is receiving Medicaid, Medicaid will not be interrupted. However, at the $100,000 point, SSA benefits will be suspended, not discontinued, until the account falls below that $100,000 threshold again. At any time, spending the savings in an ABLE account for purposes that do not qualify as disability-related expenses can be taxed and or incur a penalty. The range of qualifying expenses, however, is so generous that incurring such penalties would be somewhat difficult to do. Employment and ABLE accounts. As tax-advantaged savings accounts, ABLE accounts are not just for people who are in school or have not yet found employment. Some ABLE account holders use the accounts to save for graduate school, specific technology, a home, or a modified vehicle. Some, however, are people who are employed, usually self-employed, and are using the ABLE account savings option as a kind of retirement account. If you are blind or low vision and do not have a 401k, you can establish an ABLE account for retirement savings. If you find at some point that you need the funds in that account, for a new braille display or emergency medical expenses, for instance, you can access the money without penalty. Another advantage for ABLE account holders who are employed is the option to contribute an additional $12,000 annually over the already allowed $15,000 as a work contribution. Online accessibility. To keep maintenance costs low, most business conducted with ABLE accounts is done online. Each state with an ABLE program has its own online presence. I visited two of these sites in Virginia and Ohio and found both to be relatively easy to navigate using JAWS 2018. You will need to supply your name, address, date of birth, and Social Security number. If you plan to make contributions from a bank account, you will need the account number and the bank's routing number. The routing number is a 9-digit number that appears on checks associated with the account. Alternatively, a simple phone call to your bank can get you the routing number. You will be asked to check whether or not you have a disability that occurred before age 26 and whether or not you are receiving Social Security benefits. If you are receiving benefits, that fact serves as your certification of eligibility. You will be asked a series of questions to indicate your disability, and if you did not check that you are receiving benefits, you will need to supply the name and address of a physician to certify your disability. It's a pretty straightforward process and completely accessible. Approval takes only a day or two. Your initial contribution needs to be at least $50. You can set up automatic contributions to have a certain dollar amount taken from your bank account each month, or simply make one-time contributions when you choose. Anyone can contribute to an ABLE account for a single beneficiary. ABLE accounts are investment accounts. You are given options for the level of risk you wish to take with investing your money. BankSafe, while earning the smallest amount of return, is the only level that is FDIC insured. Otherwise, conservative, moderate, and aggressive levels are identified for investing. You can assign specific percentages of your money for each type of investing, or assign all of it to one level. You can rebalance, reassign your investment levels, up to twice a year. When looking at rebalancing options and/or transaction history, I did run into an accessibility roadblock. Each time, however, I called the toll-free customer service number and was given appropriate information to navigate successfully. Further information. An ABLE account is a tax-advantaged savings option for any person with a qualifying disability. As of this writing, more than 25,000 Americans with disabilities, many of them employed, have established ABLE accounts, totaling $120 million in assets. If it turns out that you need money from the account for qualifying expenses, you can withdraw without paying taxes or penalties. You can contribute up to $15,000 annually, an additional $12,000 if employed, and you can choose to invest your money with or without risk. You can enroll in your own state or any one of several other states that invite enrollees nationwide. For additional information, the ABLE National Resource Center, managed by the National Disability Institute, provides a list of states offering ABLE programs and a comparison tool for selecting a plan. Visit the ABLE National Resource Center online or call 202-683-6094. Would you like to make the most of your refreshable Braille display on Windows or iOS? Have you heard about the Braille screen input, but never quite got the hang of how to use it? Are you looking to learn more about how Braille can be used to make effective presentations and take notes? If you can answer yes to any or all of these questions, the Braillists Foundation can help. Over the next few weeks, a series of hour-long Zoom calls led by experts in their fields will cover all of these topics and more, with plenty of time for your questions. All sessions will take place on a Tuesday evening, 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. in the UK, and are completely free of charge. If you'd like to join us, please register at http://us02web.zoom.us/meeting/register/t-z-w-o-c-e-i-v-q-z-h-r-g-t-b-e-capital-e-capital-i-capital-x-capital-y-capital-g-capital-i-capital-x-capital-f-capital-s-capital-r-2-e-capital-i-q-x-0-c-90. And don't worry, you only need to fill in the form once, and you can attend as many or as few sessions as you like. If this time isn't convenient for you, fear not. All sessions in this series will be recorded and made available at https://www.braillelists.org/media. They will also be published via our Braillecast podcast. Simply search for Braillecast in your podcast client of choice, or ask your smart speaker to play Braillecast. We are also available on the Victor Reader range of Daisy players and the internet radios from British Wireless for the Blind. For your convenience, a more detailed breakdown of the sessions that might interest you is given below. 26 January, using Braille on Windows. 22 February, using Braille on iOS. 9 February, using Braille as a presentation tool. 16 February, Braille for public speaking. 23 February, note-taking, producing notes for others. 2 March, note-taking, creating notes for yourself. If you have any questions about these sessions or are struggling to register, please email help@braillelists.org. If you would prefer to attend by telephone, the meeting ID is 885-617-54102. Registration and joining information can also be found at https://www.braillelists.org/events. We very much look forward to welcoming you to a Braillelists event soon. And if you know someone else who's not on this list but who might nonetheless appreciate hearing about these sessions, please spread the word. Best wishes, Matthew Horst Spool, on behalf of the Braillelists Foundation, our mission, more Braille. www.braillelists.org, Twitter @Braillelists. Facebook, https://www.facebook.com/Braillelists Foundation. Registered charity in England and Wales, number 118-7244. Subjects with low vision needed for research on visual acuity. Research is being conducted at the Minnesota Laboratory for Low Vision Research at the University of Minnesota. The project is directed by Dr. Gordon E. Legge, L-E-G-G-E. The goal of the research is to associate acuity with real-world function by developing a questionnaire that determines an ecological measurement of visual acuity that can be compared to a measure of acuity from an eye chart. The research will enhance our understanding of the visual process in normal and low vision and will provide information for the design and prescription of reading displays for people with low vision. The study involves filling out a questionnaire with a member of the research team over the phone. It will take 30 to 60 minutes to complete. It involves questions about your vision status, the functional abilities of your vision in everyday life situations. We invite you to participate in the survey if you're an adult with low vision and have a recent eye chart measure of your acuity within the past year, and if your vision has been fairly stable during that time. It is required that you have some measure of residual vision in order to participate. Low vision is defined as acuity less than 20/60 with best prescribed glasses or contacts, or a visual field less than 20 degrees in extent. Low vision does not refer to people who can achieve normal vision with the aid of glasses or contacts, nor to people who have normal vision in one eye and reduced vision in the other eye. Subjects will be compensated with a $15 e-gift card from Target, Amazon, or iTunes. For questions or more information about the survey, please contact Rachel Gage at the Minnesota Laboratory for Low Vision Research. Email Rachel at lowvis@umn.edu. I've run out of time for this week's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next week. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.